Thank you, Ian, once again. We come to our last batch of news items, and they are a mixed bag as always. There's archery for visually impaired children. Then you've heard of leaves on the line causing train delays. This time, it's tortoise on the line. Then another unusual event as a parachutist carries out a stunt over the castle. In another first, a council is criticised for spending money on wicker corgis for the recent Jubilee celebrations. Well, we did say it was a mixed bag of news. Here we go. An investigation into an Instagram video that saw a man film himself parachuting from the top of the crane outside Norwich Castle has so far found no criminal offence was committed. Following the incident, the man was criticised for his very serious and dangerous stunt, where he can be seen perched at the top of the 104-foot structure in the middle of the night before throwing himself off. But officers say an ongoing investigation into the incident has so far found that no crime was committed.
Clyde the tortoise, who caused distress and delay for rail passengers when he crawled onto the line near Norwich, has undergone successful shell surgery after being struck by a train. The reptile clambered into danger at Harling Road in Larling, leading to train cancellations and disruption on the line between Norwich and Cambridge. In total, Clyde caused two trains to be terminated early and another to leave the station 20 minutes late. But it has now been revealed the tortoise was badly injured when he was struck by one of the trains, leaving Clyde with a hole in his shell. Clyde escaped his home at Swallow Aquatics in East Harling and managed to crawl a quarter of a mile in 2 days before ending up on the track. A spokesperson for the rail operator said, "We're happy to report that Clyde is okay and will be returning home soon, if a little shell-shocked, maybe."
Travelling across Norfolk has been made more accessible with the introduction of a multi-operator bus ticket. The new Travel Norfolk Fusion ticket allows passengers to use all buses run by all operators across the county. The day ticket costs £12 for adults, £9 for young people between the ages of 5 and 19, or £22 for a group, for a maximum of 2 adults and 3 young people. Tickets can be purchased on board all services or via operator apps. Stephen Hewitt from the East Norfolk Transport Users Association said, "We have been campaigning for a ticket like this for a long time. It seems silly that you could travel from Yarmouth to Norwich on one bus and then pay another fare to a different provider if you wanted to visit North Norfolk. The ability to hop on and off on local buses is brilliant."
A group of vision-impaired children enjoyed having a go at archery. Norfolk Bowman Archery Club, based in Weston Longville, invited children and parents who are supported by Vision Norfolk to try the sport. Louise from Norfolk Bowman said, "The children were amazing, so patient, so happy. The sense of achievement was shown with the smiles and the pride, not just from them, but from us all. It was an inspiring afternoon, and we thank Vision Norfolk for coming to Norfolk Bowman. We definitely look forward to seeing them again soon." Barbara from Vision Norfolk added, "Everybody involved had a wonderful time. Welcomed new faces and new friendships were made. There was lots of shade to keep everybody cool and ice creams and cakes to keep us refreshed. Vision Norfolk and Norfolk Bowman will definitely team up again."
A Norfolk council has come under fire for spending more than £20,000 on 7 wicker corgi statues as part of its Platinum Jubilee celebrations. The sculptures commissioned by Broadland District Council earlier this year were installed at Reedham, Thorpe St Andrew, Old Catton, Whitwell and Reefham Railway Station, Blickling Hall, Coltishall and at the Walled Garden in Little Plumstead. The council's Conservative deputy leader, Trudy Mancini Boyle, revealed the bill for the corgi's design, build and location as £20,631.41, adding that the authority had chosen to use local artists rather than ordering them from China. She said that when the corgis are removed, likely at the end of September, the council is looking at whether to auction the statues, for which there had been quite a lot of interest already. The authority would then decide whether to donate the proceeds to charity or to put it back into their own reserves. Even if the corgis stayed in place, she said that local businesses had reported increased footfall as a result of people coming to see them. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 7653 65. That's 01603 765365. The office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. We can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now we'll leave you to enjoy Norfolk Magazine, which follows on, so do keep listening. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now, it's goodbye from me, Mike, and Pauline.